Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. 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 My soul say yes. My heart say yes. Because God is who we say he is. We thank you for joining us on this morning. We are excited to be in the studio one more time. We're excited to, amen, to say anything, amen, pertaining to the word of the Lord. How many know that when you speaking under the oracles of God, and if God have done anything in your life, oh yes, you can feel something deep down inside that give you goosebumps, and that goosebumps, that's be the anointing that you feeling is tears of joy. To a point, I just can't tell it all what the Lord have done up to this present time, because his glory, amen, his glory and his majesty and the majestic power of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are now listening to Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible souls declare 1 Peter 2 and 5, you are also as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, that you may offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ. Glory to God. You are now, amen, and tune to 89.9 WCNO FM, amen, on your radio dial down here in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. We would like to first and foremost thank God, amen, for allowing us to be here, to be able to come and say yet another word, another day's journey, amen, and his mercies is new every morning. We thank God, amen, for our producer this morning, also our program director, no other than Sister Karen Hubbard, the voice of hidden places, the woman of God here, amen, in our midst. We thank God, amen, for you this morning, our radio listening audience out there this morning. How can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they been sent? And I'm telling you, God, amen, have store something in store, amen, for you. If you hold out and you continue to hang in there and don't, amen, don't you fret, don't you weary, don't you waver, amen, continue to know that God is on your side. The Lord is thy keeper in the shade upon thy right hand. Glory to God, glory to God. We want to make an announcement right now. Funeral service is being held for the late John Manor Jr. of Fort Pierce at Saturday, which is next Saturday, June the 6th, here in the year 2026 at 11 a.m. at Greater New Bethel Church. Address is, we didn't get the address, I'm sorry, but it's on 9th Street in Fort Pierce with the pastor Clarence Ingram, and the funeral service will be here. We also make this announcement at the Lord's will next Saturday too, as well, in regards to the Brunson family, Josephine Titus, Sister Josephine Titus of Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire, for her beloved son that she is endeavoring to put him away, and as the Brunson family in their bereavement, let us pray for the family that God will give comfort at this time that the heart of sorrow and Blessed are those who comfort for those who mourn, for they shall be comforted by Jesus. And God will wipe every tear away. Glory to God. So funeral service, funeralizing John Manor Jr. on next Saturday. Yeah, so we thank God, amen, for just one more day's journey. We thank God for who he is. The Bible souls declare, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endure forever. God is a good God. I'm telling you, we need to remember how good God is. We need to be thankful for what the Lord is doing in this time for ourselves. We need to be thankful for the glory and the all the admonishments of the Lord is doing, and to be in a point of generosity and showing the Lord that we love him, and showing the love that we thankful for all the things that he have done in our life. Glory to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again. God, we thank you, oh God, for your love. Oh God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh Lord, right now, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, for your internal glory, oh God, because you are the everlasting Father. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, for salvation on this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you will look down upon your people right now, oh God, and restore them now, oh God, oh Lord. Build them up where they may be torn down, oh God, right now, oh God. They may rise, oh God, and see the majestic power, oh God. May see, oh Lord, the race that you have set before them, oh Lord. Have your way right now in the midst, oh God. We know, oh God, that you are God, that you cannot fail, will not fail, oh Lord, because you are God, oh Lord. And you're moving now, oh God, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, saith God. Oh Lord, we thank you on this morning, oh God, and we'll be careful to give you all the praises and the glory in Jesus' name. Glory to God. God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. El Shaddai, the God who is sufficient for the needs of his people. And you can cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. God is moving, amen, right now. You know, the only reason why a folk don't feel as God is moving for them is only because you have not tapped into the spiritual realm of God. You have to get up out of self. You have to get up out of feelings. You have to get up out of emotions, and you have to tap into the spirit of the living God. And how you could tap into the spirit of the living God is applying yourself in the word of God and allowing God to come illuminated in your mind, allowing God to enter into your heart, allowing God to orchestrate you and direct you and order your steps. The Bible souls declare that the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. So if the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord and he delighted in his way, I am delighted because I have came into a place that I can walk in the newness of God. I can walk in the boldness of him. Paul said that I may speak these things boldly as I ought to speak them. Why? Because there's a new confidence about myself. I don't have to feel down. I don't have to feel in distrust. I don't have to feel as though that I'm in despair, because now that things have changed in my life. And when God comes into a one's life, there's going to be a change in you. You cannot stay the same, because if you're sincere about the word of the Lord, you sincere about your walk in the faith of God and how God is moving in your life, there's going to be a tremendous change in a one's life. But, you know, God is still in the healing business. God is still working miracles. He said that these signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. I'm reminded as we go and look into the word of the Lord in 2 Kings, the 5th chapter, and it was a prophet by the name of Elijah. He sent a messenger to him, and I'm reading out of the King James Version in 2 Kings, that 5th chapter, verse 10. Elijah sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman, who was angry, said, behold, thou he will surely come out to me to stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover his leprosy. See, Naaman was a Syrian king, a man of power, a man up under the authority. And Naaman had leprosy. And see, when God, who is God, and God have all the healing power, and God have all operations that that is working in a magnificent way. And when Naaman was going to and fro, and when he knew that he had to call upon something that greater than himself, and some of his men in his army told him to go and wash, as Elijah told him to go and wash in the Jordan seven times. But Naaman got wroth. Naaman got angry. And Naaman did not want it to go and wash in the Jordan. But the men in his armies encouraged him to go and do so. And as he went and did so, as the prophet had commanded, the Bible says that Naaman was cleansed of his leprosy. It's out of the act of obedience that the shift will change in God when we do what the Lord have commanded for a one to do. Now, be it Naaman had to be reminded, because the prophet already had told Naaman to go and wash seven times. So he was disobedient. And if he had went and washed the seven times as the prophet had said, he would have been healed of his leprosy then. But he was angry, because at times when a message would come across the airwaves, whether it be radio or whether it be TV or ready to be at your local church, and the word of the Lord is attended just for you, and at times you feel as though okay, that look like is directed at me, and the Lord is trying to tell you something, but yet though you're not following through what the Lord had used his messenger, the word of the Lord. And simply because you're still standing on your two feet now is because God's grace and his mercy. And God's grace and his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Now, if we will lay aside every weight in the sin that so easily beset us, I believe the Lord will move on his people's behalf. See, because God, the word of the Lord said, Psalms 51, around about that 17th verse, that God will not disappoint an expectant heart. He hears them of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And when you're being sincere to God, and when your mind have been regulated and your heart have been renewed, and you're tired of going through what you're going through, I understand there's some folk out there this morning. You know, as you get older, your body hurts. Your body have a tendency to slow down. And we're not as young as we used to be. And when we feel in our body, and our body is beginning to somewhat fail us or disappoint us or deteriorate, see, this is why there's older folk now in the body of Christ, and they're still able to go and do missionary work. They still able to go and evangelize
they still able to go and be a witness for the Lord. And because God ain't ready to bring them home yet, because there's still much work to do. And I am convinced that he is a healer. The Bible sows the cloud. Lord, send thy word and deliver thy people from their destructions and healeth all of thy diseases. Glory to God. I've come to find out that when Naaman did what? Amen. Not instructed as the prophet had told him to do. But at times when we hear the other saints and the people of God that comes together in a collective group, and that we continue to pray ye one for another, that some kind of way the prayer is going to get through somehow. That the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous availeth much. In other words, we've been praying for a long time for our families. We've been praying for a long time that the situation would change. And we have not given up hope as yet. See, pray without ceasing. Pray and not lose heart. Pray and not faint. That God is going to move. You got to believe that he's going to move. You got to have faith that he's going to move. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Even though I don't see it, I believe it. I might be going through something in my life right now, but I gave my life over to God. Who said that it was going to be easy when you came over to the Lord's side? Who said that I'm just going to walk into prosperity, you know, and the enemy is not going to attack me? But he said, I'll never leave you alone. I will be there with you even until the end of the world. This is why I always seems, and it have become, amen, deposited in my spirit, that I give thanks unto the Lord for everything that comes my way. Even much with my trials and my tribulations, when I'm going through something in my life, Lord, I thank you. We done lost loved ones. And we know that some of them is going to be with the Lord. In order for some of them to be going and be with the Lord, you got to do what is right here on this earth, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, that you will love him, amen, and to get to know him. I'm reminded when Paul began to say that I reckon that the suffering at this present time, it's not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. But to give thanks now. Even much when you look at a small matter, when you get your food, you give thanks when you say your grace over your food. When I'm going through something, when I'm just riding in my car, I give thanks unto the Lord that my car is able to crank up, that I'm able to move. And I'm going to point A to point B. See, we take too many things for granted. Every little bit helps, glory to God. The Bible sows the cloud, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In all things, give thanks unto the Lord. For this is the will of God, that concerning you, I am convinced that before he that comes to God must first believe that he is a rewarder, because it is impossible to please God without faith. You got to have faith that you're going to be healed this morning. I'm reminded in Luke, the 17th chapter, there was 10 lepers, and Jesus told them to go and show themselves to the high priest that they may be cleansed from their leprosy. And only one turned back to Jesus, praising him and giving him thanks, and it was cleansed from their leprosy. And Jesus said, was not there 9 of you? See, the fact of the matter is, when God come in and do a thing in our life and clean us up, wash us up, make us whole again, we have a tendency to let our guards down. We have a tendency to forget about the goodness of God. See, you got to remember where the Lord has brought you from at all times, because you don't want to go back to the dreadful state that you was in before. You know he's a keeper. He's a shade upon thy right hand. He that keepeth Israel neither sleep or slumber. He will preserve thy going out and thy coming in and out of his pasture. You know, you got to, amen, always give thanks unto the Lord, because he's a good God. And every time I think about it, the goodness of God, I get excited from where point A to point B. There's somebody out there this morning that listening this morning, and you're hearing the word of the Lord now. Some of you have given up on your faith. Some of you feel like God is taking too long on your behalf. Some of you have been weary. But I heard the Bible says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. In due season, you shall reap if you faint not. Whatever the outcome is going to be anyway. But I rather be up under the protection of the Lord than to be without him. You got to get to know him now in the fullness of him. And God is not just a God where, you know, he just, you know, Jesus never turned down anyone. In the book of Acts, when the man came, that he was a beggar, and he came looking and expecting something. And Peter and John say, 7 gold we have not, but such as we give, have. Arise and walk in the name of Jesus. The man came with an expecting heart. He was looking for a ramification. He was looking for God. He was looking to be changed and transformed. He was tired of living the rugged and ragged life that he was living. And by his faith and by his willingness and by his heart being receptible unto God, amen, there was a shift of authoritative in him, that he did not take authority in his life before, because he sat and begged. You know, God have an intentions for you. The Bible souls declare in Jeremiah 29:11, for the thoughts that I have towards you are the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. These the thoughts that God have for us of peace. When you lay down at night, that your sleep will be sweet. I'm not worried about what I'm going to do on tomorrow or what I'm going to do on the next day, because I got peace within, because I am a child of God. God have made a way already. God have shown himself over and over and over again. This is why when he shows himself, there's an experience. That's why Paul said that knowing that experience worketh patience. Oh, yes. Experience worketh patience, and patience hope. See, and that same hope that we have a joyful expectation
Hope is what? Hope is a joyful expectation of expecting something good, the outcome of it good. You can't go into a situation thinking so negative about a situation you call yourself know the Lord, or you're trying to get over to the Lord's side. See, faith moves God. That's what moves God. Faith. Faith moves God. You know, you have to plug into the source of him. And when the lepers was, the 10 lepers went out, it ain't that Jesus could have healed them right then and there on the spot. But he said, go show thyself to the high priest. So in other words, I have to walk from point A to point B. I have to go through. I have to read the word of the Lord. And being good stewards of the word of the Lord. I know who he is in my life. Though war rise up against me. Though enemy encamped around about me, my heart will not fear. Mm-hmm. Though war may rise up against me, this will I be confident. See, when I'm going through something in my life, when I got a bad report from the doctor, when my finances looking low, when everything is beginning to unravel and disintegrate around me and decay around me. See, this is when I will be confident, you see. And then this is when he will hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And then he will put me upon a rock. See, I'm the manifestations of Jesus. His manifestation is to literally to go through, and it is live. It have became live. It's living at this appointed time. It's Jesus, when he came, he demonstrated each and everything, and he became a follower. We became imitators of him. So it was the manifestation of always bearing about of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it manifested through the word of God, of the living word of God now. That's why that behold that come in the volume of the book, for it is written. Some folk write books, some folk write novels, some folk write all kind of stories. But you know what book that you can go and you can get something that is gratifying towards you? Glory to God. We really thank the Lord sincerely once again for being able to come to you and to be able to share a few words with you on this morning. And you got to understand the creator is the sustainer of the universe. He is the creator and he's the sustainer of the universe. He wanted to sustain you. Glory to God. And there's no trial too big that you can't go through. Glory to God. Because God will see you through. He's just that good. And these signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. Amen. Glory to God. And folk, we, you know, people of God, pastors, leaders, churches, believing in the prophecy, believing in the gifts of the diversities and the miracles of God. God is still there. He's still there. When you think he's not there, God is still watching. Glory to God. The Bible says, declare the eyes of the Lord is in every place, and shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We certainly pray that God have ministered unto you this morning, and I know God will meet you right at the point of your need, wherever you're going through. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You're listening to WCNO Palm City.